Good evening. Tonight is Wednesday, October 15th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Had a pretty good day today. Made it through work, and then afterwards headed up to Baltimore. Went up to the best educational meeting up there and got to see an interesting class on some of the basic aspects and several different kinds of ties that are sort of generally classified as shibari. Although anybody that's into the end of the rope scene knows that's kind of a vague and somewhat contested term, but it gets the general point across for people that are talking about Japanese style rope in general. So it was interesting. Got to just kind of take notes on not so much the specific ties themselves. Most of them were things that I was familiar with, but more, well, basically a lot of the sort of beginner level rope classes that I go to now, I'm more paying attention to how the instructor is presenting than the specific ties themselves. Although I almost inevitably end up picking up something helpful or useful. So, it's definitely worth paying attention to what they're teaching as far as the actual content. But like I said, especially for the sort of more introductory level stuff, a lot of my focus is in kind of evaluating and trying to understand how the presenter is trying to get their ideas across, the specific methods that they're using, even down to things like where they're standing when they're doing certain ties, how they handle feedback, things like that. I'm really interested in rope, and I enjoy talking to people about it. And at some point, I'd eventually like to work on teaching people. So I find it pretty useful to sort of watch other people and see what they do, what I like, what I don't like, how I might have done things differently, that sort of thing, and see just sort of what seems to work well with the audience, that kind of thing. So anyway, that was an interesting class. Came home after that and put together the craft project for this week. It's not the most complicated thing in the world, but I figured I'd kind of try to ease back into the craft segment thing. Basically, I decided to do a dog bone bit gag. I find that I like bit gags in general. It does a good job of restricting without totally restraining verbal communication. Puts the bottom in a sort of awkward position, without totally, blocking off the mouth for, breathing sound, things like that. Like a ball gag can be a little more restrictive, depending on the size and the fit. And I decided that having essentially a dog bone chew toy, as the bit would be cute. For a couple of reasons, really. One, it's made out of a softer plastic. It's designed to be chewed on, so no one's going to chip a tooth, but at the same time, no one's going to be able to bite through it. Which is really kind of an ideal combination for a bit gag. Also, there's a lot of potential there for either integrating it into sort of puppy play, some humiliation play, that kind of thing, if you're into taking that sort of angle. Or it could just be a bit gag that happens to be shaped like a dog bone, if that's if that's not really your thing. So basically, I picked up a dog bone shaped chew toy at the local grocery store. I got a harder one. Like I said, I wanted to make sure it wasn't something that somebody could sort of trivially bite through. And then I went around and scavenged a drawstring with an adjustment clip on it from an old, I believe it was an old dive bag that I had lying around. Basically, you can substitute on almost any kind of, sliding clamp off of any old bag. I assume there are places you can get that sort of thing new, but, it's probably a 50-cent part. The shipping would be, more than the item itself. So, it's definitely the kind of thing you want to try to just sort of, scavenge, salvage, find laying around if you can. So I looped the, figured out the appropriate length for the cord, cut it off, put the middle of the cord through the clamp, tied a knot in it so that the clamp wouldn't, slide off. Then took the two ends, put the actual dog bone in my mouth, and put the clamp behind my head and sort of fitted where the two ends would end up being on the on the actual bit itself to be able to get it out of my mouth. And then I assume basically if it'll fit over my big head, it'll work on anyone that I'm planning on using it with. And once I'd figured out the appropriate length to use, I looped each end around the indentation near the end of the bit and then tied it off with several half hitches. If you wanted to make it a little more decorative, you could add another 6 inches or so onto the onto the length of the cords, and then, you know, do a series of half hitches running, you know, all the way up until you run out of cord. You end up with a nice little spiral pattern. So anyway, once you finish that off and cinch everything down nice and tight, that's pretty much the project. I can slide over someone's head easily, place it firmly in their mouth, and then, you know, draw down on the string, and they're going to have a pretty hard time getting out of their mouth, if at all. So, you know, fun to play with. I hope this has been an interesting craft segment, and, you know, as always, I'd love to hear any suggestions on, you know, specific items or general topics that you'd like to hear about, you know, specific things that you'd like to see made, that sort of thing. So, you know, feel free to contact me by email at evan@kinkycrafter.com with any comments, suggestions, etc. You know, or feel free to leave a comment on the website. And as always, I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.